Hey there, I'm Shelley Freelo, and welcome to the Ministry of Marriage podcast on HerFaithRadio.com. I'm an author, speaker, founder, and president of HerFaithVillage.com Ministries, a multifaceted ministry for women and youth. But my main role is as wife to my husband of over 30 years and as women's ministry leader for over 25 years. I'm so happy you were able to tune in for today's podcast. For today's podcast, we're going to be talking about gentle and quiet spirit. Now, my sisters, I will be the first to say, for full disclosure, that a gentle and quiet spirit is something that is a work in progress in my life, as I'm sure it is in many of yours. But God is calling us to have a gentle and quiet spirit. This is something that He says He finds very precious in His sight. So it is imperative that as women, we strive to have that type of spirit. A gentle and quiet spirit is not so much as it is silence, as it is a mindset, a spiritual attitude about life. I'm a very outgoing person. I'm a very straightforward. You never have to worry about what I'm thinking, because usually what I'm thinking is going to come out of my mouth. I say what I'm on my mind and I say what I mean, right? But really that attitude of you need to know, is not in line with what God calls me to be as a woman. So I had to step back and say, okay, this is my personality, Lord, but I need my personality to match who you're calling me to be. And if those two things do not match, it's not God that needs to change. Guess what, ladies? It's me. So for today, we're going to look at a gentle and quiet spirit. Let's begin with Proverbs 21:9. It is better to live in a corner of the housetop than in a house shared with a quarrelsome wife. What is God telling us? Ladies, He's telling us, it is better to live homelessly than to live in a house with a nagging, cantankerous, always complaining, easily angered, outbursting woman. And let's be clear, we've all been guilty of that from time to time. But the fact is, since God is calling us to have a gentle and quiet spirit, that should not be the norm. That should not be our way of handling business, our way of conducting ourselves with our husbands. We want to have gentle and quiet spirits, because when our spirit is gentle and quiet, when I have to speak to my husband about that thing, guess what? He says, whoa, wait a minute. My wife is speaking. I need to pay attention. It's not, here she goes again. Oh, well, I'll just sit here and be quiet until she's done ranting. It's, let me listen intently, because apparently she's got something to say. As women, we want to learn not to be that quarrelsome woman. It's sad to say, but I have had situations in my life where I've had to counsel women whose husbands would rather be away from the house than to come home to them. Those sisters are hurt, damaged, and they don't know how to put the pieces back together, because quarreling, nagging, complaining has become a way of life. It has become a habit. And as with all habits, it is not easily broken. That's where our relationship with God comes in. For God to break that cycle of quarreling, of complaining and nagging, we have to ask Him to do the changing, Him to do the transforming, because this is not what He's calling us to be in Him. We are not reflecting the image of the church when we are doing that. Let's go to 1 Peter 3:3-4. Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair and the putting on of gold jewelry, or the clothing you wear. But let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. which in God's sight is very precious. You want to know how to please God? Man, He's telling us. He's telling us, you want me to bless your ministry of wife? This is what I'm expecting you to do. You know, in my ministry of women, I find that we spend so much time trying to make ourselves physically attractive to our husbands, but we spend very little time on the inner us. And if you think about it, it's the inner us that will last through time. Our bodies change as we get older. You know, I'm an old woman now, and things have fallen south. You know, I'm not a size 6 anymore. I've got gray hair. My girls don't sit up like they used to. But my inner woman, that won't change. And not only will it not change, God tells me that if I will surrender that inner woman to Him, He will see it as precious and bless me for it. Now, it's nothing wrong with a wife taking care of herself. I do my best to make myself presentable for my husband. But the truth is, if I make myself precious in God's sight, God will make me precious in my husband's sight. And He's told me that the way to start to look precious in God's sight is with a gentle and quiet spirit. So how do we have that? How do we have a gentle and quiet spirit? Let's look at James 1:19-20. Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of a man does not produce the righteousness of God. Listen, quick to be angry can be the fault of both a husband and a wife. I've counseled couples where the husband flies off the handle at a drop of the hat, and I've also counseled couples where the wife flies off at the drop of a hat. And in either situation, one or both people will shut down because of it. If you're shutting down in your marriage, if he's shutting down in your marriage, you're not growing, you're not glorifying God in that. God is not calling us to respond to each other out of anger, but He's calling us to respond to each other out of love. I want to combat that husband that can't hear my heart. You know, one of the things that I'm always telling women that I talk to about their marriages is, my husband and I are not great communicators because we think differently. I married to an unsaved spouse. His way of handling things are not the same way as I do. His whole concept of life is different because he's working in and of himself. Whereas I'm going to God for my guidance, my power, my strength, my insight, he's relying on his own abilities. So one might say, how on earth can she be a gentle and quiet wife with a husband who is not walking with the Lord? Well, sisters, listen. God tells me in His word that He will bless us because of my walk with Christ. If you find yourself with a husband that is not living life as a leader, as a husband, as he should, then I don't need to try to fix him. I need to go to God and ask God to fix him. God has done amazing things in our marriage. He has done amazing things in our relationship. Not because I'm such a great person or my husband is this wonderful guy, but because of who God is and who God will be to us, to me, as I walk in His ways. When I am walking the way God calls me to walk instead of the way I want to walk, listen, I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say, women folk in particular, I'm not submitting to nobody. I won't be nobody's doormat. He's not going to get over on me. He needs to know I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. You know what I say to them? how does that response reflect the church? If God says that the marriage is a reflection of His relationship to the church, how is your response to your husband reflecting that dynamic? If we're not reflecting Christ, how is our relationship, how is our marriage glorifying Him? Do you know that even in an unevenly yoked marriage, I can glorify God by not His walk, but by mine? So as we're looking to have a gentle and quiet spirit, I want to say to myself, I need to be slow to anger. And y'all, that is hard to do when you suffer from a quick temper. And I do. There are times in my life when I've had to say, Lord, just keep my mouth closed, because whatever I say to Him right now will not be glorifying to You. Help me to just sit quietly and wait on You to work this thing out. When I've had to say to the Lord, my husband is about to run into a brick wall, I've given Him counsel, Lord. I've told Him how things are going to work out. He's still not listening. And it's in those moments that I have to have a quiet and gentle spirit and say, but Lord, I trust You. That even if He hits that wall, You got us. So I'm still going to walk in the walk that You've called me to and not respond to the walk that He's calling me to. Let's go to Titus 3, 1 through 2. It says, remind them to be submissive to the rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy toward all people. My sisters, listen. There are so many scriptures in the Word that talks about how we're to treat each other as brothers and sisters in Christ and as human beings. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Those scriptures also apply to the husband and wife relationship. If God is telling me that I'm supposed to do this for all people, guess who falls under that all people? My husband. It's telling me that I'm supposed to work to not be quarrelsome, to work to help give gentleness and to show courtesy. When was the last time we were courteous to our spouse? When was the last time that you flirted with your spouse? When was the last time that we treated him like we treated him when we were dating? I want to be courteous to my husband, loving to my husband, encouraging to my husband. That's part of that quiet and gentle spirit. See, a gentle and quiet spirit, that is a mindset. That is something that's done on the inside. It doesn't mean that I don't speak to my husband and tell him my likes and dislikes. It doesn't mean that I don't tell my husband when I see something is clearly wrong. But what it does say is my response and my tone and my accepting that he says no. It means that the way I handle the situations, the conflict, the information that I share with my husband comes from a place of gentleness, a place of quietness. It means that I'm not trying to force my opinions my way or manipulate what I want to be done to be done. As we read the scripture, we saw God views a gentle and quiet spirited woman as precious. And if God Himself is saying that this is what I look at and say, that is my precious daughter, it is to our benefit to ask Him to transform our heart into that. Now, as I said before on the onset of this podcast, I'm a work in progress. But I am diligently asking the Lord, diligently asking Him to allow me to be transformed and pruned and made into the woman that He calls me to be, regardless if my husband is the man that he is called to be. You see, this thing is not a thing of codependency. This thing is a thing of dependency on God. This thing is a thing of, I am going to walk in the ways that you call me to walk, whether or not he deserves it, whether or not he appreciates it, whether or not he is worthy of it. Because just like God does for the church, when we don't appreciate it, when we're not worthy of it, when we don't deserve it, he still is faithful to love on us, provide for us, care for us, guide us, and forgive us. Let's look at Colossians 3, 11 through 14. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. All right, ladies, here's some real talk. There are going to be many, many times that we look at our husbands with complaint. When we look at him with eyes of, I don't care where you go, I just don't want you to be here. Where there will be times when we look at him and say, baby, I love you, but I really don't like you right now. But God is telling us in his word that in those moments, girlfriend, we've got to put on kindness, meekness. We've got to show compassion in our hearts. Compassion means that I'm looking on you and your predicament, and I'm saying, I feel for you. I want to help you. I want to be there for you, right? But it's not a condition upon whether or not I feel you deserve it. That's not compassion. It tells me that we're supposed to forgive. Why? Because Jesus forgave us. He died for us, that he could make us worthy of forgiveness. How dare us be in a place where we say, you know what, I can't forgive him for that. Now let me be clear. There are some of you out there listening saying, well, you don't know my husband. He cheated on me. He's a chronic cheater. I'm not saying to stay with a cheater. What I am saying is that you have to forgive. So if you have decided that this is not something that you're willing to deal with, then that does not release you from the obligation of forgiving him for it. You are still obligated for forgiveness. Why? Because Christ forgave us. A gentle and quiet spirit is understanding that. Is understanding, Lord, I want my spirit not to be prideful. I don't want my spirit to be unforgiving. I don't want my spirit to be in a place that when you're clearly showing me the direction to go in, I'm unwilling to go. Guess what, ladies? It's no different in our marriages. When we get out of alignment with God, he says, listen, I'm not pleased. And since the Holy Spirit is indwelling within me, he's saying to me through his Holy Spirit, I'm giving you this unrest because you're out of alignment with me. When you have that gentle and quiet spirit, God comes in and says, listen, I need to bring you back into alignment with me. And because your spirit is quiet, you can hear it. You can hear that tugging, that voice saying, I'm talking to you right now. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 4, 10 through 12. But we urge you, brothers, to do this more and more, and to aspire to live quietly, and to mind your own affairs, and to work with your hands as we instructed you, so that you may walk properly before outsiders and be dependent on no one. This scripture is basically talking about a person living their life in a way that is not a busybody. It's saying to learn to take care of yourself, to not be in debt, because when you're in debt, you're a slave to someone else. And he's saying that when you're doing these things, God will bring this whole thing into harmony. Now, remember at the earlier part of this podcast, we said that those things that God tells us in His words of how to live and how to treat each other is not restricted just to other folk. It's also applied to our marriages. My husband is the head of our household. Yes, he has been anointed by God to be the leader, whether or not he's saved. His role does not change. As a woman, my role, whether or not I'm walking in it, does not change. Why? Because God's purposes does not change. His order does not change. So when I'm looking at this verse and it tells me that I need to mind my own affairs, you know what it's saying, ladies? Baby, mind your business. When you're so much into someone else's business that you're missing what's going on in your own household, you know, I have counseled women that were the biggest gossipers and busybodies around. And it wasn't until their husband left that they even realized that there was a problem. Why? Because they were so busy in everybody else's stuff, they weren't taking care of their own stuff. So this verse is letting us know, ladies, we need to be about our own business. We need to be observant in our own households. We need to be clicking with our husbands instead of worrying about other folks' husbands. Ladies, sometimes we're so busy looking at what others have, wanting it, desiring it, coveting it, that we're missing the blessing that God is giving us right in our own backyard. As I said before, my husband is unsaved, but God has blessed me to the degree that I have a husband that has never stopped me from doing ministry. When I've had to go to other states to speak, or I've had to go and speak at a church or do a girl's retreat or a woman's retreat, he's never stopped me. If I've said, hey, Mike, I need you to help me with such and such, he's there. When I told him that, hey, hon, I'm going to have to lock you up in the room because he likes to watch football and I do these podcasts on Saturday and I don't want his voice to come up on the podcast, he said, okay, I'd rather you do it here at the house than to leave and go somewhere. That's God's blessing. That's not anything of me being such a great wife that my husband can't live without me. No, that is God blessing an unevenly yoked marriage. But why am I getting the blessing? Because I have to be willing to say, Lord, give me the spirit that you want me to have. Help me walk in your ways. And even though I am imperfect, even though I have flaws, even though I'm a work in progress, God still rewards the obedience. As we end this podcast, I ask you this. Are you a quiet and gentle, spirited wife? Or are you the quarrelsome wife that your husband would rather sleep on a rooftop than to share a roof with you? It's time to ask ourselves those hard questions. And for my single sisters out there that are listening, it's now that is the time for you to ask God to help you work before He sends you that brother, that is that man of God that you are praying for. Ask Him to equip you to be the woman, the wife that He is calling you to be in Him now. Thank you for listening, and until next time, may God bless your relationships and grow your spirit. Thank you for listening. I'm so happy you tuned in today. Please join us next week for another insightful episode of the Ministry of Marriage podcast. If you would like to be a featured podcaster, contact herfaithradio.com. Thank you again for listening.